The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we are mourning the loss of a dear, dear friend during this Donda rollout. And of course, yes, I am talking about the loading icon profile picture that Kanye had on Instagram. You can see here in this video that we made just last week when the Come to Life video came out. And by last week, yeah, 6 days ago, you can see that the loading icon was still present. And I'm pretty sure it dates all the way back to after the first listening party, right? When the album didn't come out at the first release date, July 23rd, Kanye changed his profile picture, as did others, to this like iMac loading icon. And he's been rocking that ever since. And with the album releasing, it makes sense because now the project is no longer loading, right? It's actually out. So he switched back to the all black profile picture. He also deleted the two other posts that he still had up. One was from Come to Life, and it was Kim walking out at the Chicago listening party to that song when she's wearing that ghostly attire. And then the second announcement that Kanye made, no, the second picture that he had on there was the announcement of Universal put my album out without my approval, and they blocked Jail 2 from being on the album. So that declaration is also gone. Kanye left up the Come to Life music video clip. And if you look at who he's following, previously it was at 7 followers, and now it's back to Kim, Demna Vesalia from Balenciaga, and Justin LaBoy. So Kanye seems to be just rocking with those three right now. We know for obvious reasons why Kim. Demna is one of Kanye's dear fashion friends and has worked with Kanye for a number of years now, like I guess over 5 years, 6 years, and also was the creative director for LP2 and LP3, the second show in Atlanta and the one in Chicago. And then Justin LaBoy, we saw hang out with Kanye, you know, pretty briefly the time that we've seen them together, right? It was in Las Vegas ahead of the Las Vegas listening party when Kanye was at the Big Three game. And then in Atlanta for a little bit. So even though Justin LaBoy was on the scene for such a short time, he still has that follow from Kanye. So he must be posting some content to Instagram that Kanye is enjoying. But that's it, you know? We'll see what Kanye posts next. Will he abandon Instagram now? Will he go back to Twitter? Is he just off social media for a little while? We will keep you updated as things happen. And if you are enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, which is a compelling podcast, if I do say so myself, looking at the meanings, themes, concepts to all of Kanye's albums and songs on those albums. So we're currently in the midst of our season on Donda. If you want to check those out, the Jail episode just came out yesterday. We'll be recording God Breathed tomorrow, which is actually today. It's 1:30 a.m. as I record this. So you won't want to miss the things that we're revealing on Donda, some of the just more nuanced connections that you may not catch as you're listening to the album in full or just individual songs. It's something that once you really start going line by line, you start seeing a lot of these motifs start to form some of the arc of the album. You can follow along as we detail what we think is the narrative structure of the album and some of the main themes. So highly recommended you check it out. You may not enjoy everything that we say, but there's going to be at least one thing each episode that kind of blows your mind and goes, oh, I've never thought about it that way. So it will forever change how you listen to Kanye's discography. That's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.